A wetter weekend. That's according to Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin in his latest Johnny Truss planting weather forecast.
Johnny Truss has brought steel trusses to the north, built for heavy snow loads, fully engineered and ready to install. No carrier beams needed. They sit right on your post. Johnny Truss, build stronger, build smart.
Martin says he's hopeful for a mostly dry Friday, but still gearing up for a wetter weekend.
I'm looking for anywhere from a quarter to maybe 1.5 inches of rain action for the Friday night, Saturday time frame. Now, the high end of that range, the 1.5 inches, comes with thunderstorms. I think those are largely going to be put to the far eastern edge of the thumb, but I won't rule out moisture anywhere from this early weekend event.
According to Martin, secondary moisture will move through Michigan Sunday into early Monday morning.
This round is very, very minor, a few hundreds to a few tenths. It's in two batches, one up across the UP and one across central to lower parts of lower Michigan. I think we can see this out of here before sunrise on Monday morning.
Martin says the good news is that it will be dry for the rest of the week.
I think we see beautiful conditions from a Monday afternoon, early Tuesday, right on through Friday and early Saturday of next week. Nothing to keep us out of the fields through that stretch. Even when we start to see a little bit of moisture try and come in late Saturday afternoon into Sunday, it stays mostly west and south of us.
You can find the full forecast brought to you in part by Greenstone Farm Credit at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
Greenstone Farm Credit Services provides comprehensive risk management solutions to protect your crops, your livestock, and your livelihood. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
Improve the construction of your pole barns, riding arenas, and other ag structures with steel roof trusses from Johnny Truss. Steel trusses can be placed 8, 10, or 12 foot on center and sit directly on the post without the use of carrier beams. By using Johnny Truss steel trusses, you'll gain more headroom and storage, improve structural integration, and enjoy faster installation. Plus, steel trusses just plain look fantastic. Johnny Truss, Michigan's exclusive steel truss supplier. Online at johnnytruss.com.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors Fleet May 21st. A 2020 Peterbilt, Sewerjet, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at purplewave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
We get through Friday mostly dry across the state of Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with a Michigan Farm Forecast. Here's what we've got. Moisture coming up from the south through the day today. A huge slug out of the deep south coming across the Tennessee and Ohio valleys, but it does not make its way to the Michigan-Indiana-Ohio line until probably closer to midnight tonight. That's when we see moisture starting to spill in from the south. We also see a little bit of moisture working into the western UP from the west. I think we end up with about 75-80% coverage of moisture through your Saturday, with totals not too bad. I'm taking the high end totals out. I don't think thunderstorms are as much of an issue now over Michigan. So a quarter to three quarters of an inch with that 75% coverage. We are done by the time we get to Sunday morning with wave one. I am still seeing this wave two for Sunday mid-morning on through the afternoon, trying to track across northern parts of Indiana, and I think some of that gets into southern lower Michigan. It does not go any farther north than I-96, but I do think we need to keep the door open to another few hundreds to a few tenths for Sunday in southern lower Michigan. Memorial Day Monday is dry, and this kicks off that dry stretch that we have all next week, precipitation-free all the way through, well, from Memorial Day Monday all the way through, I'm going to say June 3rd to 4th now. Early on in the 4th, we may see a few hit and miss of scattered showers. So the safe bet is going to say Memorial Day through June 3rd, completely precipitation free. But even then, behind that little bit of moisture, we don't see a lot coming for the balance of the afternoon of the 4th, the 5th, or the 6th right now. It could be a nice dry window to get things finished just in time. I'm Ryan Martin.
Planting and growing season is here in Michigan, and that means long hours and busy farms. It's also one of the most dangerous times of the year. A quick reminder, no job is worth risking your life. Before heading out, take a few extra minutes to check equipment. Make sure guards are in place, lights and flashers are working, and brakes are responsive. When working around machinery, stay alert and avoid loose clothing that could get caught. Grain bins can be deadly. Never enter without proper safety procedures and someone nearby. And when sharing the road, both farmers and drivers need to slow down. Farm equipment moves slower and makes wide turns. Give it space and be patient. Most importantly, watch out for each other. Whether it's family, employees, or neighbors, a simple check-in can prevent a tragedy. This season, let's make safety the top priority on every Michigan farm, because the most important thing is getting everyone home safe. Have a safe planting season from your friends at Michigan Ag Today. We'll have those final settlements for you in just a moment, but first let's dig into the why behind today's price action. The grain markets faced broad profit-taking and technical pressure at the closing bell, pulling corn, soybeans, and wheat lower as traders grew impatient, waiting for finalized details and flash sales to confirm China's recent $17 billion agricultural purchase agreement. Here's Andy Eubank, along with Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting, for a closer look.
Carl, it seems as though we had a tale of two halves the earlier half of the session, some slight gains in corn and beans following $3 higher crude oil. Then crude turned and went $2.50 lower, and corn and soybeans lower as well. So what gives?
Yeah, it was just really, we did try to see a little bit of a bump there. Export numbers this week, really good on corn, topping trade estimates and up 3.5 times what they were last week, topping 2 million metric tons. But the support from that, very short-lived, as was the support from a fairly good soybean export number and wheat topping trade estimates. All three were sitting pretty good. Meal exports, unbelievable this week, 474,000 tons and change. But the general feel of the market, once we got into the later part of the session, was risk off. Like you said, crude falling over $2 a barrel, corn slipping, putting in nickel losses, soybeans down 8 to 10 cents, wheat really kind of taking more of a hit, 10 to 12 cents lower, depending upon which market you're in. Really, the market ran out of steam. We're kind of running out of fresh news. The buying enthusiasm that came into the market after President Trump and President Xi met last week, that has all faded.
And that was Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Starting in the grain complex, July corn dropped 3.5 cents to settle at 462.25, while September corn lost 4 even, closing at 468.5. Over on the oilseed bench, July soybeans finished down 5.5 cents at 1194.25, with August beans losing 5.75 to end the day at 1193.5. Meantime, May wheat took a heavy hit, plunging 13 cents even to close at 647.5. Turning to the livestock markets, June live cattle faced sharp losses, dropping $4.14 to finish at $249.15, and June lean hogs pulled back $2.15, wrapping up the session at $95.12. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today.